It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, draining the tank. That would be the tanks for the petroleum, strategic petroleum reserve, which the Biden administration has been using as a sort of liquid credit card, buying votes ahead of the November election by increasing the oil in circulation, which drives down the price, driving down the price of gasoline. And this, of course, is being done by draining our strategic petroleum reserves, so-called because it's there to be used in case of emergencies, in which case, apparently in this case, losing the midterm elections has been deemed a national emergency by the Biden administration. Bloomberg reports that the Biden team is planning on restocking the strategic petroleum reserve when the price of oil drops below $80 a barrel. Now, bear in mind, Democrats blocked then-President Trump from filling up the petroleum reserve in March of 2020 when the price of oil was at $24 a barrel. Biden in March ordered the release of about 180 million barrels, again, trying to lower the price of gasoline, which was becoming a bit of a campaign issue for Republicans. Trump in 2020 was looking to stabilize the oil industry after the economy was deliberately crashed into a wall. The price of oil again dropped to $24 a barrel. Republicans proposed using about $3 billion to top off the reserve, doing so while the price of oil was cheap. But the idea became a political football. Democrat Majority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, said that his party had blocked a bailout for big oil. That decision effectively cost the United States billions in potential profits and meant that Biden had tens of millions of barrels of oil fewer in the SPR to release when the price of oil spiked after the invasion, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It will also take more oil to fill the reserve than it would have 2 years ago. Again, the White House has drained almost 200 million barrels out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which means we now need to restock more than 200 million barrels, and we're going to do it at three times the price that we could have done it back in March of 2020. Well played, Democrats. Meanwhile, California's Governor Gavin Newsom Friday announced that oil refineries there could start selling winter blend gasoline ahead of schedule. During the summer months, refineries on the West Coast have to make a more expensive blend that's intended to cut down on smog, but the price of gasoline in California is now more than double what it is here in the Ozarks. You know, it's running at about $6.80 a gallon on average in California. Here in the Ozarks, we're at about $3.29. So Newsom is going to allow them to start selling their winter blend early while accusing the oil industry of ripping people off. Oil industry representatives said it's state regulations that are driving up the price of gasoline. This move, selling the winter blend, may save consumers 20, 25 cents a gallon. Topic number 4, invasion. A word none dare use on the southern border, but three more counties in Texas are the latest to declare what's happening in their vicinities an invasion at the southern border. That makes 32 counties now in Texas who have officially declared themselves to be under an invasion. Most recently, the judge and county commissioners of Ector County in the Permian Basin signed a declaration of local state of disaster September 27th, stating that the health, safety, and welfare of Ector County residents are under an imminent threat of disaster from the unprecedented levels of illegal immigration, human trafficking, and drug smuggling coming from across the border, the U.S. border from Mexico. Majority of Americans recently polled say that, yeah, the U.S. is being invaded at the southern border. The number of illegal foreign nationals apprehended or evading capture at the southern border since January of 2021 is now more than the individual populations of 25 U.S. states. And ceding operational control of the border to drug cartels in Mexico leads us to topic number 3, fentanyl candy. Parents are being urged to educate themselves about fentanyl ahead of Halloween after some 15,000 pills seized disguised in candy packaging. The Drug Enforcement Administration said drug traffickers have expanded their inventory to sell fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid, 50 times more potent than heroin, in a variety of bright colors, shapes, and sizes. As you can see the picture on the screen, a recent seizure in Connecticut found 15,000 fentanyl pills stashed in Skittles and Nerds packaging, brightly colored, sweet, hard candies. And the DEA is urging parents to be vigilant with Halloween just a few weeks away. Between May 23rd and September 8th of this year, 10.2 million fentanyl pills and about 980 pounds of fentanyl powder were seized by the DEA. Former Special Operations Director Derek Maltz from the DEA told Fox and Friends it's important for parents to be educated about the dangers that kids face from drugs. Quote, we're seeing an unprecedented amount of kids dying as young as age 13. And we know now, the DEA says, that about 40% of the pills contain a potentially lethal dose of fentanyl, end quote. Doesn't take much fentanyl to kill. And so the DEA is sending a warning to parents to educate themselves. One specialist saying that this is not a drug issue, it's a mass poisoning. Topic number two, lawyers for kids. A children's charity aimed at transgender youth, reportedly giving advice to 16-year-olds in the UK on how to change their names without their parents' knowledge. The Charity Commission in the UK has confirmed that they're assessing concerns raised about a charity called Mermaids after they were accused of giving chest-flattening devices to young girls against their parents' wishes. It's now emerged that Mermaids has partnered with Latham & Watkins LLP, which is the world's second largest law firm, to offer advice to 16 and 17-year-olds on how to legally change their names without their parents knowing about it. The Telegraph in the UK reporting that an online clinic operates quarterly where teenagers can attend on their own and ask lawyers their questions. Last clinic was held on September 5th. This comes as Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling slammed celebrities and organizations who support Mermaids without doing their due diligence. Other critics are calling for an official investigation into their practices. Celebrities who publicly backed Mermaids include the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, or if you prefer, the Duke and Duchess of Markle. Anyway, Mermaid staff offered to send a breast binder to a girl they believed was only 14 years old after being told that she was banned from using one by her mother. This is a device that young lady would put on if she wants to appear to be more masculine. According to investigations by the Daily Telegraph, the charity's been offering binders to children as young as age 13, despite parents say they oppose the practice. The newspaper also said the charity's online help center tells kids to present themselves who present themselves as young as 13 or 14 that hormone-blocking drugs are safe and totally reversible, which is patently false. They are not experts. Have refuted this. This is not Derek Gilbert saying this. Experts refute the idea that these drugs are safe and reversible. The fact is, there is very little evidence as to what the long-term effect of gender-blocking drugs actually is. Our kids are being swallowed up whole by the gods of this world. And I'm not meaning that metaphorically. I mean principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. The spirits behind the activists like Mermaids. They're the ones we need to pray against. And parents, grandparents, we need to be very vigilant. Sometimes doing what's right for your child means making your child very unhappy with you. Coming up, beef for the win. And Skywatch TV announces its next virtual conference. Details on that straight ahead on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. understand the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, it's now official. Beef makes you happy. In fact, a new study finds that beef is the only food linked to a lower risk of depression. Nutrients found in beef, including iron and B vitamins known to help brain function, may be responsible for this protective effect. This is according to research reported in the Journal of Affective Disorders, peer-reviewed research. Researchers studied data from about 440,000 people in the UK Biobank database and from about 45,000 people diagnosed with depression. They examined data on which genes were associated with eating more beef, and then they checked if the same genes were also associated with risk of depression. Interestingly, non-oily fish was associated with a higher risk of depressive illness. They're, again, not quite sure how beef could be protective, but added it may be the nutrients in beef, including zinc, iron, B vitamins, and protein. But I mean, come on, just looking at that makes you happy. And now we have science to back it up. Well, Skywatch TV is proud to present its new virtual conference as we want you to be informed. Cutting-edge information from two dozen presenters, speakers, including the likes of Tom Horn, Gary Stearman. We're honored that both Avi and Aaron Lipkin will be presenting in this conference. Joel Richardson has put together a presentation for us on pharmakia, which will be mind-boggling. A new speaker, Dr. Igal German, from the International Biblical Apologetics Association. He's going to have something really important to talk about. Our good friend Mondo Gonzalez from Prophecy Watchers and much, much more. I just put together my presentation on the Valley of the Shadow of Death. I think we've identified it's a literal place, and I can show you from Scripture where Jesus placed the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Much, much more. You can find out more online and take advantage of the early bird discount for our Exposing the Darkness Fall Virtual Conference. This will go live on November 4th. And when I say go live, I mean the videos will be released. This will not be streamed live. You basically set the schedule. All of the videos will be available for you to watch beginning November 4th. Watch in any order you choose. And The registration, $95, but the early bird discount saves you $10 through October 21st. You can find out more on, oh, and by the way, you get access to all six of the Skywatch films documentaries, including the new one by Josh Peck, Ragnarok. So, 24 presentations, six full-length, film-length documentaries, all in full HD, and sign up now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Skywatchtv.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our jaw-dropping discussions with Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about the new book, Return of the Gods. This is about the influence of the old gods of Mesopotamia, the gods mentioned in the Bible, like Baal, Astarte, or Inanna, Ashtoreth, Queen of Heaven, and her influence on the world. And then there's the destroyer, the one the Hebrews called Molech. This is eye-opening stuff, and we're especially happy that Jonathan Kahn is taking up this this topic, because he will reach an audience that that has not yet heard these concepts. The idea that the small g gods are actually real, still new to a lot of people. We can tell by the comments on Facebook that this is an idea that there's some resistance to the idea, but God, capital G God in the Bible, calls them gods, so who are we to say otherwise? You can find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch our programming right now in any, you set the schedule. Just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, or download our free mobile app, and that brings all of our content right to your smartphone or tablet, bypasses the gatekeepers of social media and big tech, and also gets you important news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to the App Store for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.